The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're always honored to be joined by the 45th president of these United States, who has a deep interest in what happens here in Pennsylvania today, President Donald Trump. Mr. President, it's a thrill to have you back, sir. Good morning.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be back. Thank you very much.
I'd like to start by asking you generally, before we get into names specifically, what does Pennsylvania mean to you if, in fact, and I know you haven't gone on record and said officially that you're running again, but let's, for a second, just for argument's sake, assume there's going to be another term for Donald Trump. What does Pennsylvania mean to you, a governor and a senator who would be supportive of Donald Trump?
Right. It's a very powerful place in terms of the election. We won it, as you know, in 2016. I did much better, and I think you understand that, in 2020, where we won it by much more. And the election was just absolutely rigged and stolen. We were up by so much, it was impossible. And what they did is a disgrace to our country. I always say now borders. I used to say borders. I say now borders and elections because, you know, you can't have this. But it's very important. And you better remember, always call it the Commonwealth, because if you call it the state, I saw somebody the other day was calling it the state. You're off to a bad start when you do that, right? But the Commonwealth is very important. And I went to the Wharton School of Finance. You know, I was up there for a long time, lived there, have many friends there, and it's a great place. But I saved the steel industry with tariffs on China. Now they want to drop them back. You know, Obama wants to give them back. Can you imagine? That's going to be the end of the steel industry. They dump steel. Now when they dumped it, they had to pay. I took in billions and billions of dollars from China. Energy was fantastic. You have very much of an energy commonwealth. I mean, this is really, a place where tremendous energy is created, and they're trying to end it all. And, you know, they want to go to windmills. Let's go to windmills, kill all the birds, and have the most expensive energy on Earth, because that's what it is. Wind is probably the most expensive by the time you build those things and run them. It's one
of the
most expensive forms.
The Wall Street Journal said we're looking at potentially an energy shortage this summer, given the policies of this president.
Yeah. So we were energy independent, and we were actually becoming energy dominant. Within a short period of time, we would have been double Russia and Saudi Arabia. We were already, I brought us into the number one position, but we would have been double them within a very short period of time. We were rocking and rolling. I remember gasoline for the car was at $1.87. Now it's $6, $7, $8, and there's one place that announced today they're at $9, okay? I mean, you can't make this up. And the sad thing, I mean, we're going to Venezuela. We're going to all of these different places, and OPEC in particular, asking them to give us energy, and we have liquid gold right under our feet more than anybody else. They ended the Anwar deal that I made, not since Ronald Reagan. You know, Reagan tried to get Anwar, and he couldn't do it. Everybody tried. They couldn't do it. I got it done. This is the biggest site probably in the world. It's in Alaska. And they actually ended up ending that. Lisa Murkowski did not help the senator, by the way. She's terrible. But they ended up knocking out Anwar. We would have had a site perhaps as big as Saudi Arabia. Think of that. And now we're going around begging people for gasoline, for gas, for oil. It's just so, so sad to see what's happening. And you know, when you have increases like that, that's bigger than any, if you're a middle income person or low income in particular, that's bigger than any tax increase they can give. There's no tax increase that has a worse effect on you than that.
Mr. President, Mitch McConnell and a lot of the Republicans seem to be very eager to send $40 billion to Ukraine. And I'm curious what your position is on that today. And Mitch McConnell generally, while I have you.
Well, I think he's bad news. He's a bad leader. He's only a leader because he raises money and he gives it to all these the senators who I like. I mean, most of them I like, the Republican senators. You know, they backed me pretty damn well on the impeachment hoax, one and two.
Except Pat Toomey.
Well, Pat Toomey's bad news. By the way, Pat Toomey, you're so lucky to get rid of him. When we put up the tariffs, This guy did nothing but fight me on tariffs to China. I said, so, Pat, if China charges us a $100 tariff on, let's say, a car or something, any product, and we have the same product and we don't charge them, why do you like that? He said, because that's free trade. I said, really? Well, why can't we charge them $100? Because that wouldn't be free trade. I said, are you serious? There's something with him. He was one of the worst people. And, you know, he didn't run because I wouldn't endorse him. I said, there's no way I'm endorsing that guy. He was one of the worst people. He was one of the best people for China. And you'll have that with McCormick, Dave McCormick. And you're going to have it probably, well, the other one wanted a statue to Barack Hussein Obama. That was where I looked. And didn't like George Washington. So there's something going on with her. But I think Dr. Oz is going to do well.
Is your calculation with Dr. Oz, if I may, here's my belief. You can tell me if I'm wrong. Do you believe that Dr. Oz could be helpful to Donald Trump if he decides to run again here in Pennsylvania?
I think he's tough. He's very smart. He'll be helpful. And I also think he's the one that's going to win the election. You know, that's not an easy election to win. And Toomey screwed it up royally. He couldn't have been elected dog catcher. That is not an easy election to win. And I think he's, you know, he just has a certain sharpness. Remember this, it's like you've been so successful for a long time on radio. If you don't have that whatever it takes, you're not going to be there for about 2 weeks. Okay, they'll tell you, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Chris, you're out of here, right? You know, it's a very mean business. So,
yes.
You know, Oz has been on for 18 years. I always say he's been in the bedrooms of the people that he's, you know, wants to represent. And they've liked him. You know, he's had a really successful show for 18 years. That means they like him. That means, it also means that if he had scandals or anything, it comes up real fast. You know that, right? I mean, you can't do it. It doesn't work. But he's been a very popular guy, and he's very smart, and he's tough. In a certain way, he's very tough. And I've known him for a long time, and I think he's gonna. I think he'll be great. You know, it's a crazy election. But, you know, when I backed J.D. Vance, he was way behind, and he went up like a rocket ship. So I hope that's going to happen with us.
Yeah, you've had tremendous success in your endorsements. If I could shift, your time is short. So if I could shift to governor for a moment, you'd stayed out of that. The only statement you'd issued until last weekend was not Bill McSwain. You encouraged Republicans not to vote for Bill McSwain. Then you endorsed Doug Mastriano this weekend.
Well, Bill McSwain was a U.S. attorney, and we went to him with massive proof, and he was all excited. He was all excited. And then the next day they called, and he wasn't available. And then they called and called and called. They could never get him back on the phone. He was told probably by Barr, who was afraid of being impeached. He didn't want to be impeached. How do you not get impeached? Don't go after the election, right? So he was told by Barr not to do it, and he wrote a letter to that effect. But that doesn't help. The fact is he didn't do it. I don't want to use the word coward, but perhaps he was a coward. But you had to see, when we presented evidence to him, he was all excited. And the next day, it was like he was told not to do it. And I believe that. He was told, but I think he should have done it. You know, we're talking about the country. But Barr didn't want him to do it because Barr didn't want to be impeached. He thought he was going to be impeached and held in contempt. They don't even know for what. So I was very disappointed with Bill. I was very disappointed with Bill McSwain.
Yeah, you know, Lou Barletta is in.
Let that be known.
Lou Barletta is in this race, and I know there were some Republicans that were a little confused that maybe you didn't take a harder look at Lou Barletta.
Well, I know Lou, and I like Lou. The problem with Lou is he ran a very bad race the last time. I thought he should have won that race, and he was a little missing in action, and it was not a successful race. You know what I'm talking about. And, it wasn't like Riggs, Stolen, all of the different things. I mean, he just didn't run a good race.
No.
And he got beaten pretty badly. And I think that Mastriano has a very big base. He's been very loyal on election integrity and a lot of different things on crime. He wants to stop crime. But he has a base. And, you know, when I hear this Shapiro saying, oh, we're dying to run against him, that's just misinformation or disinformation, as they call it. He doesn't want to run against. The last person he wants to run against is Mastriano, because Mastriano has a big base, whereas these other guys have no base. You know, there is no base. They're just guys. But people like him. So I think that Josh Shapiro is just putting out false information. I said that. I call him the weasel, because he's like a weasel. But and he was horrible with respect to the election. He didn't do anything. He was another one. But he was a Democrat, so at least you can understand it. But he was horrible. That election was
Mr. President,
bad in Pennsylvania.
I'll let you go on this question because I know you got to run. The January 6th stuff in general, should Republicans be afraid of that? Because that seems like what Democrats want to talk about. January 6th.
Well, it is. And you know that I offered 10,000 soldiers. I said 10,000 soldiers or January 3rd. And Nancy Pelosi turned it down. Now, if they wouldn't have turned it down, to me, that's such a big thing. And if they wouldn't have turned it down, you wouldn't have had January 6th, as we say. But Nancy Pelosi didn't like the look. And we offered 10,000 soldiers plus if they needed it. You wouldn't have even needed 1,000. But we had 10,000 soldiers. We offered it to her. She didn't want it. And that alone makes it the January 6th very, very unfair. We have no representatives. We have Liz Cheney, who's a disaster, and you have Kinzinger, who's a disaster. We have no representatives. It's a very unfair thing. So I can't exactly tell you, but I think most people know it's a scam, just another scam, a Russia deal. It's too bad because all of the time that gets wasted on this stuff, instead of making our country great again, the time that's wasted. But think of it. I offered 10,000 soldiers and they turned it down. I'm not going to be doing that if I wanted something to happen, nor would anybody else. So it's a very, very sad situation that we're devoting that kind of time, energy, and money instead of getting our country rolling again, because we really had it rolling, Chris, as you know. We had it rolling well.
Should voters feel nervous about Pennsylvania voting this year, Mr. President? Are you nervous about Pennsylvania integrity?
I think it's the biggest problem. I think it's a very corrupt election process that takes place in Pennsylvania, and a lot of people do. I had a pollster that says you're going to win Pennsylvania. I just can't tell about how much they're going to cheat this year. This was before the election. And I said, what do you mean? He said, one of the most dishonest. They cheat like crazy. So, yes, they have to be worried about it.
Should that preclude people from voting, though?
I can't tell you that. I'm just saying you have to. I mean, I'd like to tell you, no, there's no problem. Probably that's a better answer from the standpoint of, you know, being politically correct, right?
But I mean, should people feel discouraged in voting, Mr. President? Should people just not vote because they feel like it's rigged?
No, they have to go. The one thing is if you swamp, but even that, look, I think I swamped them in Pennsylvania. You know, if you look at like at 10 o'clock in the evening, I was up by, I would have said, an insurmountable amount of votes with 73% of the vote in. I was up by, you know, so many votes, you couldn't have lost it, I felt. And then all of a sudden, everything closed down and then we were tied, and then it started drifting away. It was just nonsense, and people know it. No, look, we have to talk about it, Chris, because it's a big problem. And maybe a little bit less so today, although maybe they'll pick their favorite candidate. You'll find out who they really did want. But no, it's a very corrupt, and it's known as being very corrupt. Philadelphia, and to a lesser extent Pittsburgh, but Philadelphia has been totally corrupt for years.
Yes.
So it's not
Mr. President,
good. I'd like to tell you every vote counts and it should be that way. But, you know, we got to. But the more we win by, the harder it is for them to cheat. Let's put it that way.
You'll support, I assume, whoever voters pick today. I know you have Mehmet Oz and Doug Mastriano as your picks today. I assume you'll support anybody who wins if it's not them.
I will. I'll support anybody. But I mean, the Democrats, the other side has just terrible, terrible people. So the answer is yes.
Thank you for your time today.
Question yet. Chris, nobody's
asked you that yet, really?
I have never been asked that question. I can't believe it's the only question. Thank you. It gives me a little, it's like, you know, it's nice to have to think on my feet a little bit. That's the first time that question's been asked. And that's probably one of the most basic good questions you can ask, right? The answer is yes.
Mr. President, it's always an honor. Thank you for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you, Chris. It's my honor. Thank you very much. Bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.